Next, we're going to talk about how carbon dioxide is transported through the body. And again, why is there carbon dioxide? Why does carbon dioxide start to build up in the body? And the reason is that carbon dioxide is a waste product or a byproduct of cellular respiration. So you can think of it as a waste product that's made every time the cells are making ATP. And it builds up and needs to be removed. So how is it transported through the bloodstream? Once it's in the bloodstream, how does it get transported to the lungs and so on? And there are three major ways that carbon dioxide is going to travel. When we talked about oxygen traveling through the bloodstream, it mainly travels attached to hemoglobin. A little tiny bit of it also is simply dissolved in the plasma. With carbon dioxide, it's a little different than that. About 7% is dissolved in the plasma. And so it simply travels dissolved in the plasma, mainly in the water of the plasma, and travels that way. A second way is, and this accounts for about 23% of the carbon dioxide, is that it does attach to hemoglobin. However, it doesn't attach to the heme portion of the hemoglobin molecule. It attaches to a different portion of hemoglobin. So some of it, about 23%, almost a quarter of the CO2, is transported by the globin protein portion of hemoglobin through the blood. Finally, the major way that CO2 is transported through the blood is as bicarbonate ions. This is going to account for about 70% of the CO2 that's moving through the bloodstream. And instead of moving as CO2 gas, it is converted into bicarbonate ions. And this is very important because, for one, the bicarbonate ions are fairly easy for the blood to move. So they travel easily through the blood. And secondly, these bicarbonate ions have an effect on the blood's pH. And so for this reason, breathing is going to have the breathing rate, for example, and we won't go into this quite yet, is going to have an effect on the pH of the blood. Bicarbonate tends to act as a buffer. It's a little bit on the alkaline side, and it's going to act as a buffer in the blood. So how does this happen? Bicarbonate ion, remember, about 70% of the CO2 is traveling this way. What happens is the CO2 combines with water, and there's of course water in the plasma, and it forms an acid called carbonic acid. And carbonic acid is H2CO3. And it forms this acid. However, this is a very short-lived acid. It's not going to stay in that form. It's not going to stay carbonic acid. It almost immediately then breaks apart into bicarbonate ions, which is HCO3 with a little negative sign because it's an ion, plus a completely different ion that you might be familiar with, the hydrogen ion, which is just hydrogen or H+. And keep in mind that hydrogen ions are acidic. So the bicarbonates and the bicarbonates are alkaline. They sort of balance each other out for the most part. So just to review that again, the CO2 combines with water, H2O. It forms carbonic acid, which is H2CO3. And that carbonic acid quickly breaks apart into bicarbonate ion, which is HCO3. With a little negative sign, because again, it's an ion, and hydrogen ion, which is H+. And once again, this is going to be extremely important later when we talk about fluids and electrolytes and how the body regulates its pH.